This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining us for the first time, simply because I haven't actually been live since this happened, since SHOT Show, is writer, the most read man, and this was confirmed at SHOT Show at the Ameland breakfast with Freddie Reel. He got out there, and he stated it once again, which I already knew this. But he has been read by...
Wow.
Yes, the most read man in American gun writing today, that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Pleasure to be here. Nice to start the new year.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be over the Black Plague. I don't know what I had, but it was bad.
You know, I heard that a lot of people at SHOT Show came down with something.
How did you not?
Just blind, dumb luck, I think.
Oh, okay.
Probably because my grandkids have already given me immunity to most of the known viruses in the U.S.
So that's what it is. Okay. All right. That makes pretty good sense to me. I get around mine as much as I can, but apparently they were falling down on the job. I'll have to have a little chat with them all. What did you see at SHOT Show that you liked?
Well, I saw that this new... Kel-Tec sub 2000 integrally suppressed for $1,000. That was really interesting. It looked like it had a very good suppressor on it.
Is that an NFA item?
Quiet. Say again?
Is it an NFA item?
Yes. You have to pay a $200 tax to get it.
Of course.
But it looked very interesting. And the fact that you have a major manufacturer offering an integrally suppressed firearm in the U.S. is a good thing. Hopefully we can get the Hearing Protection Act through in Trump's second term. I'd love to see that.
Well, you know, I think in this next go-round, I think Nancy Pelosi has made about the best case there is in the United States. I mean, I can't tell you how many Democrats have said they're not going to vote Democrat anymore if she tore up the State of the Union text of the speech.
How childish.
Yeah. This would be one of these moments if the Republicans take back over the House and hold on to the Senate, which I don't see that. I think it's a very good chance they might take back over the House. Would be the moment to turn and burn on gun rights. Because these other states are going to keep going. They think they have a mandate.
And I'm looking at what happened in Trump's first term. And to me, the first 2 years, he didn't get anything or got no statutory, no legislative stuff done on firearms rights, on the Second Amendment, because he was constantly being sniped at and stopped by the rhinos in the Republican Party, like Paul Ryan and John McCain and Jeff Flake, the last two being from Arizona, which I am not proud of. But when you have your own party doing everything they can to stop your agenda, or at least a significant number of them, how do you get through significant legislation? Very difficult.
You know.
And we've had, I would like to look up the exact number, but I bet you getting close to 75, 80 Republican Congress critters retire in the last 3 years.
Those are the ones that don't want to perform, I guess. I don't know what it is.
All kinds of conspiracy theories are out there, you know, that they were being extorted or blackmailed or something. I don't know. The one that gets touted the most is, they no longer have their chairmanship. Now, this just seems not too credible to me. I mean, you don't have your chairmanship, but you're still getting paid well. You still have lots of influence. You're still raking in plenty of money. You still have all your perks. Almost all your perks, maybe not all. And for that, you get out? I'd like to talk to them up close and personal and see what they really had to say, you know, under the conditions that none of it would necessarily get out to the public, at least not individually by name. But a lot of people who were not supportive of Trump got out. And we have a chance to put a lot of people who are more supportive in. So there's a good chance that we could actually get positive pro-Second Amendment, restore some Second Amendment rights legislation in a Trump second term. But I've seen people making statements, well, we have to push. Trump has to do it this term. Well, how's he going to do it? He doesn't control the House. The Democrats in the House hate his guts.
Well, they're up for election, too.
Childish action.
They're up for election, too. They're up for re-election, too.
Exactly.
You know, Schiff Nadler and, I mean, all I have to think about is Bernie Sanders right now. His surrogate he's running around with is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what he would offer her if he were to win the presidency.
Absolutely. Well, that's a whole nother issue is how insane these Iowa caucus results were.
That was funny.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.
The DNC goes in there, controls the process, and says, I can't release any results yet.
Because we don't know what they are.
Yeah. I mean, if I were a Sanders supporter, and I know some, I would be livid. I would be absolutely enraged that the DNC is appearing to do the same thing again in 2020 that they did in 2016, which is, you know, not treat Sanders as a legitimate candidate, do everything to stop his candidacy, and prevent him from getting the nomination.
Yeah, Sanders.
That's what it looks like from my view.
Yeah, and I get their problem with it because Sanders throws the mask completely off of their communistic sort of tendencies. If you look at Democrats, like they really embrace abortion, but then again, so you know that was all based on eugenics, which Hitler embraced. And before he ever went after the Jewish people, he went after all the infirm and mentally deficient and handicapped German people.
They called them useless eaters.
Yes. And, you know, so, I mean, they have a lot of tendencies that are really, really bad. And the whole socialism, to me, that's a trope. Because socialism by itself can't function without communism to enforce it, can it?
Well, I think that's what it comes to. They may call a country like, Sweden socialist. But in the 90s, 80s and 90s, they went through a severe crisis where their socialism just failed and they had to bring in more capitalism to save the country. They reduced their laws on capital. They allowed people to make profits. They increased their protection of private ownership. They decreased their national medicine policy so that you had to have a lot of co-pays and other things to make it work. They abandoned a large amount of what Sanders would call socialism in order to keep the system from going under.
Yeah, but Sanders' big problem. I mean, Sanders thinks Cuba is the way to go. And, you know, in Cuba, any time they get a chance, they'll knock the legs off the coffee table and try to surf it for 90 miles to Florida.
Because
why would they try to kill themselves, trying to get away in there?
Yes, it's like all the leftists who say the United States is so terribly racist, homophobic, and whatever else they can throw in there.
Yeah.
And yet, we have millions of people trying to get into the country.
All the time. From all races. Jeez. And all races. Black, brown, plaid, it doesn't matter. Coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break, you can find the stuff that Dean writes all the time. Every time, you can find it at Ammoland.com, where he was very much celebrated. January the 21st at the breakfast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking right now to writer, activist, instructor, and the most read man in the United States, R.E.A.D. Not be confused with some sort of crimson shade. And that is Dean Weingarten.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here. And
I'm just glad to be. I'm just glad to be well enough to be talking to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had. You don't know, but I did have a sore throat this morning, but it went away. So I think it was a very, very short virus. Probably those immunities my grandkids gave me. Did you see the piece I wrote about Florida coming up short in the referendum signatures for a ban on all semi-automatic firearms?
Today is the first day that I have felt semi-normal.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't had, you know, and most of the time I don't go looking for your stuff anyway, just so it can be a surprise. So tell me about this.
Well, back in November of 2018, they started this referendum, and they had to get, it's a difficult process in Florida. They have to get 766,000 votes, essentially, people to sign up, people who voted, to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And they have 2 years to do it in. If they get enough of people to sign up by the next election, that'll work for that election. The deadline was February the 2nd, I think. Might have been the 1st. And they didn't get enough. They only got 18%. No, it was 19% of the signatures necessary. So they failed to get it on the ballot in 2020. And they had 14 months already used of their two-year provision to do it. So they only have 10 months to go, and they'll start losing signatures off the bottom of that process. The signatures are good for 2 years. So the first signatures that were gotten start expiring as they go beyond 2 years. It just seems highly unlikely that they will get enough signatures to put it on the ballot. And it's a really terribly written and terribly conceived ballot measure that essentially outlaws all semi-automatics that conceivably could have a fixed or detachable magazine that could hold 10 rounds of ammunition. Well, that's virtually all 22 semi-automatics. Almost all centerfire rifles that have a detachable magazine have a magazine somewhere that's made.
What about the handguns? Does it cover the handguns? Or are the handguns?
This is part of the insanity of it. It does. It specifically excludes all handguns.
Hmm.
So you have an AR-15 type handgun with 30 round magazines, you know, 14 inch barrel and an arm brace on them. They're specifically excluded from this. But an AR-15 rifle with a stock and a 16-inch barrel is banned. Banned for sale. The only way you get to own one is if you already had one and you register it. It's an insane referendum, which is they didn't get that many signatures. It's probably not getting many signatures because even the billionaires that support most anti-Second Amendment measures aren't willing to throw a few tens of millions of dollars at it to get their signatures. Now, anything can happen in the next 10 months. Maybe there'll be another mass murder that the media promote as requiring more infringements on the Second Amendment. It could happen.
Here's the problem I think they're going to have, though. Trump's going to get reelected, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to go down. Not because I want her to go down. If she could live to be forever, that'd be fine. But she can't. She's not going to.
Right.
And he's going to appoint another Supreme Court justice. And when that happens, at that point, we should already be there, but we're not. We need one more. When that happens, then...
Then the Second Amendment gets enforced.
Yeah.
That's what I think is very likely. And we did have some more touted as constitutionalist judges go to the Florida Supreme Court as well.
Right.
And the Florida Supreme Court is supposed to hear the whether they approve of the language on this referendum. I believe it's today. So we will shortly find out if they approved of it or not. And the AG in Florida was incensed with the stupidity of this language and has been saying that the referendum doesn't accurately reflect on the ballot, what they're trying to get on the ballot, what is actually in the referendum. And so she was going
there was a good chance he would try to convince the Florida Supreme Court that it should not approve this referendum. We'll find that out very shortly.
Yeah. I think the other problem they're going to have is going forward. I mean, Trump's already appointed as many judges, I think, as Obama did in 8 years.
Yes, and they've got 187 last I heard of federal
and he's got a bunch more in the pipeline.
Yes, he mentioned that on the State of the Union.
So
yeah, he's been doing great guns on that, and there's a lot more in the pipeline. So this is all positive for people who want to see the government live by the constraints that are in the Constitution.
He also mentioned in the State of the Union that as long as he is president, he will protect the Second Amendment. So I think...
Yes, he did a good job there.
I think that there's about to be a paradigm shift. We'll see.
I'm looking forward to it. It's due. I want to see some of the people who broke laws in the soft coup against him go to jail.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did earlier in the show, I talked about when Trump took office, a lot of the people in charge of personnel just left Obama-era people in place. I mean,
absolutely.
Ciara Mella, who is the supposed whistleblower, was working for Michael Flynn. So, I mean, and that was just left in place. And
he went, my understanding is that he traveled with Biden to Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll talk about this when we get back, because there's a big problem that they have that they need to find a way to get around. And maybe Trump can do this the second time around, but we'll definitely talk about that when we get back. Now, for those of you who enjoy Mr. Weingarten as much as I enjoy Mr. Weingarten when he comes on the show, and the stuff we talk about and the stuff he writes about and all the other things, the painstaking research he goes into, the wide swath of the subject matter that he covers, well, you can find the precursors to all of that in the written word at amoland.com, where he is very prolific and he's constantly hitting it right there. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. Democrats fell well short of the two-thirds majority required to convict and remove the president from office. The only Republican to vote for convicting President Trump on either article was Utah Republican Mitt Romney. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked how long the senator is going to be in the doghouse.
We don't have any doghouses here. The most important vote is the next vote.
Supreme Court justices will consider taking up a closely watched case on Obamacare. They'll do so during a private conference later this month. A lower court aims to strike down the entire Affordable Care Act, which Republicans have been trying to do for years. Hollywood screen legend Kirk Douglas is dead at the age of 103. Douglas was nominated for Academy Awards 3 times, but never took home the gold. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I've gone through this evening just to sound this bad, but I do it because that's the job. You know, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dean Weingarten from Ammo Land and everywhere else that he goes. You know, the big problem with cleaning out the swamp that Trump faces, and this is right down your alleyway. A lot of the positions that he would have to replace and put new people in place, because he had thousands of applicants. They all have security clearances. So they've got to go through the entire process of whatever it is of selection and vetting and confirmation, and then they got to go through the security clearance. Now, he should be doing that right now, shouldn't he?
Well, I suspect he is. It appears to me that President Trump has finally got majority control over his administration. There are still holdouts and sort of sleeper cells from President Obama that are working hard against him. But they don't control it anymore. He does. So I expect much better performance in a second term. But you're right. Obama had 8 years to put in as many people as he could in positions of power to try to facilitate his vision of where he wanted society to go by putting these semi-permanent people in the bureaucracy. And in addition to that, the bureaucracy has been working under the philosophy that they know better than the people for the last 50 years. So you have a lot of long-term philosophical inertia to overcome to change things. I think President Trump has been doing a pretty good effective job of changing that in the bureaucracy, because he is the executive and he has a lot of control there. But we really need legislation to back him up. And the only way we can get that is to have the Republicans take control of the House and to have enough Republicans in the Republican Party that are Trumpians rather than rhinos. It's a significant, difficult problem, but I don't see any way we win short of armed revolution, and it's much preferable not to have to shoot people.
Well, in most cases, anyway.
Well, you know, there's this whole joke about some people just need killing, and that is true.
Yeah.
But my study of history says that if you go into a civil war mode, the odds of coming out with a positive result are small.
Yeah, that would change a lot of things because the government wouldn't know who to trust at that point, would they?
Well, they wouldn't, and, you know, you have look at our last, whether you want to call it civil war between the states, whatever, it did not turn out well. I mean, maybe you could argue there were some positive things. We got rid of slavery, but we just destroyed the South in the process. It took decades for the South to come back from the destruction that was wrought on it during the Civil War. They were suffering right up into the 60s with their attempt to try to maintain extra legal control over black people in the South. So we have no idea what would happen if there were a hot Civil War in this day and age. It would not be pretty. It would not be fun. We don't want it to happen. The only reason for it to happen, well, let's say the only reason to desire it is if the other thing would be worse, and there are things that are worse than that, but I really don't want to go into either one of them. So we work hard. It's a lot easier to work for political change than it is to fight in a hot civil war and hope you can survive and win it.
Well, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. That's the other question I've been asking. Nadler got up in front of the Senate and said that Trump is a dictator. When are they going to tool up? When are they going to be coming out? When are they going to start the hot civil war? Because if they really believe all this stuff. Yeah, well, I know.
The only way they'd do it is if they had control of the government, which is another good reason for us to organize and make sure we get out the vote.
Even if they had control, they have control of the House, right? And
right.
I think that in the interest of civility, nothing has happened about this because they haven't done anything. They haven't addressed anything. They've been on a 3-year witch hunt, and it ended today.
Right, and they impeached President Trump as part of that, and it ended in utter failure. I think it's backfiring on them. They can't control the information flow in society anymore, and I think that's what they built their entire power structure on. I would say it's at least even odds that it was more the people in the media controlling the Democrat politicians than it was Democrat politicians controlling the media. After all, the New York Times, AP, and the Washington Post had much more to do with setting policy than did the people in Congress, in my opinion.
But,
right up through the late 90s, certainly through Bill Clinton's term, I would say.
But that's the other thing. You know, the media gets out there, and they're out there calling him a this and a that. And I saw somebody like with the Iowa thing. I saw a commentator get out and say, well, 91% of the voters of Iowa are white, so it's all racist.
Yeah.
What does the makeup of the state, how does the makeup of the state indicate racial attitude? But anyway,
well,
despite all of that stuff, you know, they're getting out there and talking all this stuff. If it was actually the way it was, there wouldn't these journalists. Trump would have had all of these journalists killed,
or locked up somewhere,
or killed and
or
locked up
out of the country. Yeah,
or if he was in China, they would have their organs harvested and then they'd be killed and some other things too. And
this is the kind of stuff that Wilson did.
Yeah.
Yes, but he isn't. I mean, it's absurd to call him a dictator. He has done more to restore the Constitution than any Democrat in the last 50 years.
Yep, and he's done.
Or I would argue.
Any Republican.
You could argue that maybe Reagan is close. Because he won the Cold War.
The Democrats supported him from time to time.
Yeah, from time to time they did. And, of course, they lied to him on immigration.
Yeah.
so Reagan did a lot of good things, but Trump is proving himself to be more adept
and
than
tough.
Reagan.
He is tough. He is absolutely tough. So, and he's not afraid to dust it up with him. That's the thing I like.
Well, and that is the key. And he's able to do it because he has social media and other ways of getting the information out. I think that you could argue President Bush had possibilities, but he just refused to fight. And the Bushes generally are sort of on the globalist train.
Yeah.
You know, they really did not want to fight immigration. Both the Bush presidents were pro-immigration. Neither one of them took a stand. The state, the U.S. government, has been either with Democrats wanting more Democrat voters or Republicans wanting cheap labor, has been flooding the United States with immigration, what, for the last 50 years?
Right.
So it's only because the population of the United States have been fed up with the saturation of foreign immigrants into the U.S., and we say we can't absorb anymore. Not only that, the government doesn't even want to absorb them. They're trying to keep them segregated in ghettos so they'll vote Democrat.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the last break. You can find all of Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com and here Wednesday and Friday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line. And this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. First time I've been able to be back and talk to him live since I got back from SHOT Show on the 25th, and on the 26th I had the full-blown flu. I didn't tell you what else I did, though. This is really bad. This is really bad. You want to hear about this?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like I want to hear about it.
So, I this time around, because I was rolling, most of the time when I go to these things, I have a bunch of video stuff, for the most part. This time I had video and audio stuff, because I was on Radio Row. So I got myself a little cart, and I figured I was being smart. So the little cart had to be checked as luggage. So on the fourth leg of the trip, when I went from Detroit back here to the upstate of South Carolina, they brought my little cart out, and I pushed it, pulled it out and stuck it out there and pushed it flat, got around on one end and started to push it, and they had beaten it to death so bad, the luggage handlers, it just collapsed underneath me. And in order to keep from falling on top of it, which would probably have hurt an awful lot, I decided to try to fall to the left of it. And when I did, as I was coming down, I kicked the ground and broke my foot.
Oh, ouch.
So, the next morning, first of all, Sunday morning, I had the broken foot dominating my day. And then Monday, I woke up and I was getting ready to do this show and everything, and I couldn't talk. So,
well, that's terrible.
Yeah. The next time I go to SHOT Show, I'm going to have bionic limbs and I'm wearing a hazmat suit.
Yeah, I like it. Just be sure you have a microphone inside your hazmat.
Yeah, I've got to be able to broadcast, don't I? I've got to be able to put that out there. Yeah. But, all 3 years that I've been to SHOT Show, I have always come back and gotten sick. And I don't know if that's because of the flights or if it's because of the people at SHOT Show. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but, it's the common denominator, being there and taking four planes. I can't fly direct. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe I need to take fewer planes.
Yeah, well, I would say get Bernie Sanders to give you a hop on his private jet.
Yeah, well, we got to do that Green New Deal thing and fly there privately.
So I'd like to talk about this zoning restriction that was found in Fargo, North Dakota. It's surprising, but what happened was that a couple of people with federal firearms licenses in Fargo tried to renew their FFL.
Right.
And the BATFE sent them back and said, we can't renew it. It's against the law in Fargo for you to have a federal firearms license in a residential area. So they contacted the city commission and said, what's going on here? We didn't hear anything about this. And it turned out that in 2001, somehow, somebody had added a prohibition on the commercial sale of firearms in residential areas to the zoning code. Nobody really even knew about it. And one commissioner said, well, I kind of think I remember about that. Somebody wanted to commercially reload shotgun shells in a residential area, and I didn't like the idea of having a gun shop in a residential area, and so it got put into the code. And then he said, I don't want to get into the whole Second Amendment. Well, it's not easy to understand why. And then another commissioner piped up and said, I can't imagine why we're even discussing this. Do we want everybody to have guns? Do we want bullets everywhere? Do we want ammunition everywhere? Is this what we're aiming? I mean, it's easy to understand the way those two commissioners were going to vote. There were five altogether. Four commissioners and the mayor made five votes. Those two people who were commissioner, I think it's called Pipecorn, and Commissioner Strand, they voted not to investigate whether they should remove that zoning ordinance, or that part of the zoning ordinance. The other three people, the mayor, Mayor Mahoney, Commissioner Gehrig, and Commissioner Greinberg, all voted to investigate the removal of the ban. And interestingly enough, North Dakota has a very strong preemption statute that says no local government will restrict gun sales. And yet here they had a strong restriction on gun sales in their zoning. So it's probably an illegal local ordinance in any case, and hopefully it will get changed. But this would have flown completely under the radar, but in today's technological and digital age, they have a video of that city commissioner meeting, and you can see what the voice votes are and who voted for what and hear their comments. Without that, it would have gone completely unnoticed. So I hope the good people of Fargo, North Dakota, take a look at their city commissioners and decide if they want a couple people on there who don't think the gun, the Second Amendment really has any force, and it's kind of old-fashioned and antiquated, and, you know, let's not even talk about it. So if you want to get details of that, that article is on AmmoLand. Still there, Bill? Hello?
Can you hear me now? How about that? Is that better?
I can hear you. Could you hear me?
I could. I did.
Ah, good. Well, then I won't have to repeat myself.
Yeah, I was trying not to cough in your ear.
Very good. So I was just shocked that in deep red North Dakota, that two out of five city commissioners essentially had no respect for the Second Amendment.
That just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It just makes you wonder. I mean,
there may be a change.
You know, the one thing I look at, and you know, it doesn't. It's no big mystery to me sometimes, and I wonder if you've ever thought about this. You know how you hear about these guys all the time wanting to forgive college loans and all this other stuff, but at the same time, everybody should get free college.
Yes.
Is it any wonder to you, with all the indoctrination that happens in schools today, that there's still people that come out of the education system conservative?
Well, reality has a way of intruding, and people can teach fantasy all they want, but when people encounter reality and realize that they have been lied to,
yeah,
it kind of discredits much of the indoctrination.
But it makes me...
I was glad they had, but I thought they had much better control. And look at what's happening in China today. I think we're getting fed a pack of lies about how expensive the problems with the coronavirus are.
Well, I don't think corona. Yeah, I don't think it's all that bad.
Hopefully it isn't.
Well, I mean, when we had the SARS virus, remember how bad the SARS virus was?
Well, there was a lot of talk about it. It turned out to not to be anywhere near as bad as
well. There was 8,000 cases and 750 deaths, and 650 of those took place in China and Hong Kong. And in the United States, there were 75 cases and zero deaths. So I mean,
and I think that type of scenario is likely again with the coronavirus.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to get much in the U.S., but the sanitary conditions in a whole lot of China are terrible by U.S. standards.
You know, when I tried to explain to people what it's like to live in China, like in China, it is not unknown for somebody to go into a dressing room at a clothing store and defecate in the dressing room. That's not
unknown.
Defecate
on the street.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a whole different culture, and you can see where all of these outbreaks happen, and how bad it messes with their population versus ours, where we don't have those kind of standards. So,
you know, anyway. I thought San Francisco has a big Chinatown, doesn't it?
All of San Francisco is Chinatown now. They
have a big problem with public defecation on the streets, don't they?
Plus, public heroin needles piled all over the place, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So isn't San Francisco one of the places we should be looking at for a possible coronavirus outbreak?
We should be looking for like a third world black plague to cut them out of California in 2020, I think. Before we run out of time, are you going to be with me Friday?
I intend to be, if the creek don't rise, and God willing.
Well, I hope the creek don't rise because I'm feeling better and I've got another cough drop I'm getting ready to consume. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Very good.
Very good.
We'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir. 21 hours from now, we'll be right back. And between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.